Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Alright, 2017, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and I am joined by my homegirl and special guest, psychic reader superior, Miss Karen Harrison is in the house. And why are you being ghetto fabulous? 347-826-7225 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And as always, I want you to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I haven't gotten any good stuff in the email in a long time. I mean, like, I've gotten, like, thong pictures, all kinds of junk. I don't get that no more. I feel hurt. It's inside. Social network with me, y'all. Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, holla at your boy. Now, don't get me wrong. I get a lot of friend requests. I got 3 yesterday. I'm like, it's cool to get these friend requests. But y'all can talk to me. I feel like you like using me. Like you, it's like I got like 985 new stalkers last year. It's like,
but it's on my way. I need some stalkers.
I've got my home girl, my homie, my stromie, Karen Harrison in the building. So if you want a psychic reading, holla at your girl. She got you. 347-826-7435. And I see that we getting it cracking already. Welcome,
nice.
Smooth. How can I help you? I guess I can't.
Try it again, girl.
If that's a missed call, 347-826-7435, call back and we'll put you back on once again. 347-826-7435. Don't be scared. It's okay. She's only going to tell you that a squirrel is going to eat your butthole out and you're going to die. That's nothing too much.
That you shouldn't be sharing the readings I've done with you, baby.
I just had that because I saw that there's this video where this squirrel was hitting the dead squirrel. Like, I got to get it. It was bad. I'm not gonna go there though. Janet Jackson. First, Happy New Year to everybody, all my listeners. Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. I hope it was good for you as it was good for me, and looking forward to doing some more 2017. You know, Janet Jackson had a baby.
No shit.
You know, she dropped a little boy.
OMG.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. Janet.
Okay. Tell me this. Could you start it over right now?
Could I start what over?
Could you? Having kids, could you start that over at this age?
Hey, well, one, it's not like she's going to be going it alone, right? She's, like, rich. Like, mega rich. And, it's like, hey, Bella, can you come get him? I need to work on a song or something. They can do that. Whereas we normal people don't work like that.
No, we work at it.
Right. I mean, you got ain't no Bella for relief. And your mama is like, no.
Well, now you can't from a woman's perspective, though, Smoke, from a woman's perspective, that does crazy things to your body, okay? And
okay.
I don't care how fine her body is, she's still going to go through all those changes. I wouldn't want to be doing that at 50. I couldn't be doing that at 50.
Yeah. But, hey, that's why I was like, I saw it. I was like, damn, Janet Jackson had a baby? It was like, what?
Oof. I bet she was hot when she was pregnant, too.
I mean, Janet Jackson, well, I won't say she was always, because there was a point where she was just like, she went through that bad phase. I guess whatever El DeBarge did to her just messed her all up. After she got away from him, she was good to go again. But, yeah, she's always been hot. That's never been her issue. We can say that she's like one of the normal Jacksons. Like, she never...
Okay.
I say the normal Jacksons because, you know, they all, like, they wasn't human, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you see, I mean, we already, Michael, we not going to touch Michael. But then there was, Reba, what was that, the crazy sister that looked like him, too. She, like, had surgery so she could look crazy like him. And I'm like, yo, why would you do that and not be rich? It's like, he can look crazy because he's like a multi-millionaire, damn near billionaire. You're not.
Right.
That's crazy. I mean, and Jermaine, you know, Jermaine just looked like he sweat butter. So, I don't know. It is one of those
things. I was just thinking, I guess it depends on what normal is to you, but now I see what you're saying. I got to get... She is the normal one.
she didn't go through that life change where you're, like, questioning her humanity. It was like, okay, it's Janet Jackson. It's, you know, I mean, she was normal. She was in movies. She stayed relatively normal. I mean,
and if she had drama, she kept it off the TV.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. She, right? I mean, I'm not saying the rest of them. I mean, because there's the other brothers who just, you don't hear about them because they were smart enough to say, nah. But Jermaine, of course, he's like, nah, I want to show the world my butter skin. And but we're going to leave that alone. But it's funny. There was a church that in Sri Lanka that confused Hail Mary, the prayer, with Tupac Shakur's song, Hail Mary. And they printed it on their program. And I mean, hey, I'm not hating, but I'm like thinking like ain't nothing starts off the church sermon like that prayer from our noted Negro spiritual pastor, Tupac Shakur. I ain't a killer. Revenge, like, enjoy it. Next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs. Keep the weakness in the rap game and sold it. I mean, all right, amen. Let's go. You know how funny that guy like, okay, because, you know, the kids was like, I ain't a killer, but don't push me. What do you mean? And I mean, I don't know how they speak in Sri Lanka, but it's like, if I had a time machine to go back to that day, I would. I mean, that's one of the days that I would have marked, like, to be in the church when they were doing the Hail Mary prayer from Tupac song. That is the highlight that I missed in my life. I mean, because one, they don't speak English. So when they're saying it, You know.
They have to do it in their language. Somebody had to interpret that and
right.
see it.
Well,
don't you think?
Right, it's a joke. You know, obviously somebody was playing a joke on them. And so everybody's like, Hail Mary, full of grace. And, you know, instead of that, they're singing that and don't know that, like, hold on, Hail Mary, come with me. Hail Mary. moment that I miss that I'll never get to cherish. It's sad, actually. I'm actually hurt because I feel like there was a moment there. That moment that I could have, you know, link with the Sri Lankan people. So anytime y'all want a prayer, let's bow our heads. Okay, we gonna move on. You know, right now that everybody's got those New Year's resolutions. I mean, do you have a New Year's resolution?
No.
No? Okay. Well, me neither.
I may change when it's time.
Right. So, well, there's New Year's resolution, but it's one that's like, I guess, putting people in the hospital. It's some detox that folks are using, and it's giving them seizures. They're doing something, and if you're doing this, it's valerian root, lemon balm, passion flower, hops, chamomile. No, I'm reading the wrong one. There was the remedy was milk thistle, mucosin, ithionine, glutamine, vitamin B compound, vervain, and valerian root. And people have been apparently taking this and drinking lots of water, green tea, and sage tea over the few days, and they became ill, and they collapsed and had seizures. And it's because apparently this the test showed that you get dangerous low levels of salt in your body if you use that particular herbal detox. So if you're out there listening to this, you might want to not do that.
Wow.
Milk thistle, mucosin.
You kind of scared me with the valerian root because I used to take that all the time.
Well, yeah. Well, no. But, see, you have to take it all together. It's like a cocktail of herbs. You take it all together to detox, you know, because this is obviously people do the thing where everybody's in the gym for these next 2 weeks. Like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get in the gym. I'm going to be hardcore diligent about it. And then I can go back to the gym around Martin Luther King holiday. And the gym is back to regular, like damn near empty again. So if you take that concoction, you're probably going to have a seizure and collapse. So stop drinking.
I'm gonna remember that one.
Pour some salt.
Do you remember the lemon and was it lemon, honey, and vinegar? That detox?
Nah, you know, I drink green tea with lemon in it.
Oof. I won't ever detox again. I'll eat better. I'm not detoxing like that. That was horrible.
Whatever you about to go into, we just gonna avoid that altogether. Because when people start talking about detox, no. We do not want to start 2017 with that.
Right? The run.
No.
That's all I ever hear when I hear detox is the run.
Yeah, see, yeah. I was trying not to go there.
See, and you didn't. I did.
Yeah, I know. That's just bad right there. You know what? We're gonna go on break here. We need a little break.
We're gonna be mellow
but smooth. This is the homie A Prime, the ballad.
Promise to understand the man, you gotta travel through his mind. Travel through his life and times before we started fighting crime committed by the henchmen to whack the guy writing rhymes. The story starts in 1994, January 22nd, he was 12 years old. The middle of the winter, blistering cold. His mama copped the mittens and the pistons, thought his coat. They gave him 20 bucks, knew it wasn't real loot. He trotted off to school, clad in the Grand Hill suit. Girls at school didn't think he was too cute. The personality, so we still could do a few. I'm off topic, back to the trotting. Walking through the alley, wasting brothers out plotting. Waistline rockets, pulled out and cocked them. And said, break yourself, fool, before we start popping. Yo, this is the ballad of the prime.
You gotta travel through his mind.
Yeah, this is the ballad of the prime. This is the ballad of the prime.
Ballad
of the prime. Damn, he's in a tight situation, but the perfect platform to use his imagination. See, most don't know how clever the prime is. Looking for the force within to use the Jedi mind trick. It wasn't with him. Everybody laughed in the midst of the giggle, and he turned around and ran. Heard the guns blast, teleported in the flash, wound up on top of a desk in Miss Ruiz's Spanish class. His friend's gas, he got down and ran to his grandparents' house to have a chat with his grand. He said you have a gene pass through your criminal biological father who can make himself invisible. He robbed banks from New Hampshire to Houston. Now you know the deal, you're half human, half mutant. Just remember you have great abilities. Now master your craft so you're ready for your enemies. Yo, this is the ballad of the prime. Yeah, this is the ballad of the prime. This is the ballad of the prime.
Holler at us, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Call if you dare. As a matter of fact, we have a caller on the line. So let's get them on here. Caller.
Yeah.
You are live on the air. Welcome to Sleepy Drama. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good.
I was just calling to get a reading from Ms. Harrison.
What's your name, girl?
That I'd rather not say if possible. If I have to, I will, but if possible, I'd rather not say.
What would you like me to call you? Does girl work?
You don't have
to say your name, but okay.
Okay.
So give me your question.
Okay, I'm just calling in regards to, like, my love life and where my, I guess, marriage is going and what direction that's going in.
So I need to check and see if I'm in the right place. Have you... I want to say 3 years. What is 3 years, sweetie?
3 years, that nothing I can pick up on, though.
How long have you been married?
Ooh, 18 years.
So what's been new in the last 3 years? Because there's something that's new in the last 3 years. Something changed in your relationship. Do you know what I'm talking about? You don't have to say what it is. I just want to know that you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God, in the last 3 years.
It feels like it's been a significant change in the relationship. Not necessarily good or bad, just something that's changed. I don't know if it's a new life into the relationship or another, I want to say it's new life in the relationship. There's been a change for the better, although I still
feel... We got
feel
a little closer. I mean, we were, like, separating. We were on the verge of separation, and then kind of a tragedy happened, and then we kind of got closer. So, but that's been almost 5 years, but it was still kind of rocky, so yeah.
Okay. So there's still a couple of niches that the two of you are working on, but what I see happening for you is by the end of 2017, you're going to both be in a place that you're truly happy with the marriage and the partnership, because that's what was missing before. There wasn't a partnership between the two of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's what you've been working on bringing together. By the end of this year, both of you will be comfortable with that. And it was your push to go in that direction. Is that correct?
To go into a partnership?
Well, to feel more like it's a partnership. I mean, marriage is supposed to be a partnership, but I guess that there wasn't that feeling until recently. And that's what you've been focusing on creating between the two of you. And I feel like he's the one that's been lagging back on that, but he's picked up his game, basically. And you guys are feeling more like there's a togetherness there. Does that make sense?
Kind of, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by the end of the year, both of you are going to be happy with where you're at in this relationship. And not that anything is easy when you're in a relationship, but it's going to be a lot easier. It's like there's been a bump in the road for the last few years. You're getting over that bump by the end of this year. And you'll be quite comfortable with it. There was a second question. What was the second question you had?
Oh, no, it was pretty much the same thing. I said love life, and then I said marriage. So it was pretty much the same.
Well, no, I'm hearing that there is a second question that you have. If you have one, go ahead and ask it.
No, I don't think so. I think with the way you explained it kind of makes sense to me.
Okay. Well, if you have more questions, you can get me on, I'm on Facebook.
And
basically, facebook.com/thespiritway. And that's why I know. Okay. If you follow me, then you'll get any posts that I put on there. I'm working on a blog too that I'm going to be putting out pretty soon, and I'll put my announcement up there. I have a lot of good information for people as far as working on creating relationships in their life, not just marriages, and not just romantic relationships, but creating good relationships with themselves and with others within their life.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right. You have a good night, sweetie.
Thank you. You do the same.
Yeah, feel free to call us anytime.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
What's up, Smooth?
Oh, I'm good. I was going to say, you know, segueing into it, explain, hey. I mean, because for some folks that, you know, when you say psychic, I know a lot of people think, like, Miss Cleo, call me now, and all that. Hey, explain. The way you best can, how you go about doing readings.
Okay. In a nutshell, I read energy. So once I connect with somebody and hear their voice, I start feeling their energy. I start seeing things, and I put those things together in my head to share the message. Sometimes I'll hear things from the other side. Sometimes I feel things. Sometimes I've smelled perfume and known things. It's a sensory thing. Basically, it's a sensory thing. I feel, I hear, I know. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not a psychic.
Not at all. Yes, you are a psychic. Everybody has the psychic ability. It's called instinct. I just happen to have some heightened instincts. That basically, that's what it is. It's like you're going to work. You always take the same path to work every single day. And all of a sudden, one morning, you hear, go this way. It's different from what you normally do. But you follow that instinct and you go that way. You get to work, you hear on the radio, the way that you normally go, there was a 10-car pileup and three people died. Your instincts knew what was coming up ahead and took you in a different direction.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? And we all go through that. You know, like you get a phone call, and nowadays we got the cell phones, but I know who I'm talking to, so you know what I'm talking about. Back in the day when we didn't have caller ID and shit, you knew who was on the telephone. Maybe not every single time, but every once in a while you're like, I know that's going to be so-and-so when I pick it up. That is your instinct. And we all have that. Mine just are heightened. I generally connect with people through the energy of their voice, but I can do it in email. As long as I see something from them, I can read them.
Okay, so now I do have to, I'm segueing into your book. I mean, we know you wrote The Spirit Way. Do you plan on, I mean, is there somewhere where people can find that book? And also, do you plan on writing another
one? Oh, that is so funny. I was thinking about that right before the show. I am getting ready to write a second book. The first one I actually have on Amazon. You can find my book. It's called Within Me, and it's on Amazon. And it's my experiences of being psychic from the time I was born until about 40 years old and how it helped me grow as a person in my relationship with myself and my relationship with other people. The second book, I haven't, you and I have talked about this, I haven't decided on which one I'm going to do yet. I'm probably going to end up writing at least 5 more books.
Okay,
I'm leaning towards one that's going to help women.
All right. So what about the fellas stuff? I mean, we're in the age of women. I get it, but you know, y'all. I mean, I'm talking about the regular fellas. I ain't talking about Caucasian males. The rest of us are not in that privileged zone, right? So what about us? Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot.
Ask your question again. I'm not sure I understood it.
I said, because you said you're going to write a book to help women. And I'm like, what about the regular dudes?
Actually, this book would help men. Men would be very happy with it. I want to write a book that will help women understand themselves better sexually. My focus is about helping women understand themselves sexually. They're more comfortable with their men when they're having sex with them, which makes it more comfortable of a relationship. I know that this is going to be a general statement, but there's a large amount of women that use sex as a weapon and not a tool. And I would love to help women understand how to use sex as a tool with their man.
So what's the difference? I mean, not trying to have you reveal the whole book here, but I'm curious as your opinion on how sex can be transformed in someone's vaginal hand from a weapon to a tool of peace, love, and harmony, for lack of a better word.
Okay, and I'm going to make some general statements, but understand this doesn't cover 100%, okay? But men are pretty simple. If you give them sex, they want to be with you. They love the blow. And women need to be comfortable with when they're giving it, how they give it. There's just different ways that it's a tool if you use it to heighten your relationship, if you use it to heighten your connection with your man. A lot of women...
Hold up. Did you just advocate for cocaine on my show?
No. I advocated for teen steak.
All right. Just clarifying, right?
Okay. Women are emotional creatures, and when they get upset, they tend to close down. My book would just help them learn how not, I mean, that's when they go to making it a weapon and they hold out on their man, which shuts down the connection that the two of them can make. Learning to communicate with each other, learning to make that connection sexually, which is the one thing that a couple can have that nobody else can have with them if you've got two people that are willing to work at the relationship, it makes it that much more special. But I'm finding, talking to a lot of women, they tend to use it as a weapon and hold out on their man. I talk to so many men that are married that go months without sex. And I'm like, that is supposed to be the bonus of having a relationship, is that you can have continued sex whenever you want, right? Your partner's right there.
Right.
But so many women are holding out on it, thinking they're going to get what they want because they're keeping the goodies to themselves, and it works against them. If you feed your man right, if you love your man right, and if you sex your man right, he's not going anywhere. He's simple. That's all he wants. Am I wrong?
Hold on. Now, see, you can't be doing that. You break it because I know you want to break us down to our simple compound. Feed them, fuck them, and they'll be there.
Tell me you're not that simple, huh? Come on, Smooth.
It's a little bit more. Some of us have evolved past the need of song.
I know you want to tell yourself that. But bottom line is, if your woman's blowing you and swallowing every single morning, you staying?
Next question.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not talking about just any woman can do this to you. I'm talking to women who are in relationships with a man who loves them and they love. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I can concede that.
Now, I don't think that any woman can do that to any man. I think they have to have that connection, that attraction, and the communication.
Now, I know it goes both ways, and I think it's one of those issues. I mean, you don't want to tell me, because you're going to get the opposite argument that says, well, these dudes out here, they don't deserve said treatment because they don't handle their side of the equation. So, what would you say to men who don't handle their bit? I mean, like, because, you know, you have some, the dudes don't hold the dick out, obviously. They won't use the dick as, but some may use the dick as a weapon. Because there's I remember a guy, and he was talking about where, you know, a guy makes a woman orgasm, and then he like rations that out, and he lives off of that memory, and that's how dudes pimp women. I mean, do you address
that? Is a whole different conversation, because guys don't make a woman have an orgasm. A woman allows herself to have an orgasm. So listen to me, any women that are hearing this, if you're not having orgasms, take responsibility for that. Let yourself relax and have those. Tell yourself that you can and you will. And it's not that a man doesn't play a part in it. Absolutely. If you got a minute, man, you got to work really quick to get it, and you're probably not going to. But if you got a minute, man, it's time you get to go. And the answer to the men that don't hold up their share, what the hell are these women doing with them? And them. If they know themselves better.
Well, I asked the question. Yeah, I asked the question because it goes to like you just said, a woman. Who, now, would that fall under the category of not withholding the, I mean, because the orgasm is good for her, but conversely, it's good for the guy too.
Absolutely.
You know, a man that makes his woman orgasm is like, I mean, he's like, I'm pleasing. It's one of those things. So when a woman withholds that, you're saying, like you said, she has to take responsibility and know the accountability for withholding, because that's almost like the same as withholding the sex, right? Withholding the orgasm?
No. I think, honestly, and this is from what I experienced, I don't believe that I could have, or I didn't believe that I could until I did. And I actually had a conversation with myself over and over and over again to let myself understand that I can do this. It is possible for me to do. Once I figured out that I'm making it happen because I'm relaxing enough and enjoying myself enough that I got to that point where I expressed, or my body expressed, that I enjoyed it. So, no, it's not the same thing. Withholding it is an emotional thing for women. I want to teach them a different way to handle those emotions. Learn to communicate. And not in anger. Learn to communicate with your partner. Help your partner communicate with you. And I got to tell you, the one orgasm that men truly need to be responsible for is emotionally speaking with women. It never, ever hurts to compliment a woman. Not ever.
Okay.
If men
all
did
right.
that more often, then women would be less likely to close down on them. I know
right.
men
well,
don't work off of the emotions, but if they work with the woman's emotions, it's going to be a positive thing in the end.
Okay. Well, hold that thought. We're going to come back, and we're going to jump back into that here for a second. But we're going to go on break. This is Khalees. Close. Call-in number is 347 826-7435. And I am joined by my homie, my stromie, Ms. Karen Harrison, Psychic Supreme, writer of Within Me. How come all the stuff that you write, like Within Me and all that, that's kind of, sort of, you know, it sounds like some Pornhub Within Me. I don't know.
Okay, what it is, smooth. It was getting to know myself. That was the starter book, Within Me. It was all within me. I had to figure that out.
Okay.
Having a good relationship with anybody else, I don't care what kind of relationship it is, your children, your parents, your partner, it starts with having a good relationship with yourself. Then you can grow from there. And we've all heard it. In order to love somebody else, you have to love yourself first. And basically,
all right,
that's my book, because I'm going to teach women how not just to love themselves, but love themselves.
All right. I have a question for you, Ms. Harrison, coming from the seller, who wants me to ask you, what's your take on women like her who have multiple orgasms?
What's my take on it? I love it.
All right.
Is that what they were looking for? I think it's awesome.
Email it. Yep. She loves them. I mean, I don't know. That's the one thing we men, we hate on women. For I can say I'm the hater of the year, decade, life. Like y'all can like run off 4, 5, 6, 7 in the episode where, you know, we get that, we can get one and then we can come back, we can get two, and if you get three, I'm just saying.
Come on, it is possible. I've had multiple men, not at the same time, but multiple men in my life that can have multiple orgasms. It's all about what your woman's doing with you. It's the energy that the both of you are bringing into it.
Yeah, you talking about like the energy of I'm going to sleep for 1,000 years. And I'm thinking there's a film because, yeah, at three, it's like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, let's go. Uh-huh. Yeah. But see, that was back in the days when I could play ball all day, go out to the club all night, work, rinse, repeat, do the same thing over and over again every night, and it wasn't no big deal. See,
back in the day, my ass. Come on, smooth. I'm talking 2 years ago. Within an hour and a half, a man that I was with had 3 orgasms in an hour and a half. And I'm 52, okay? It's possible.
What I'm saying is, I didn't say it wasn't possible. I'm saying, what did that young man do afterwards?
I believe he got up and took his kids to, they had teacher-parent conferences.
Well, I've been a fly on the wall for that one. Like, yeah.
My age. Oh. He was my age.
Okay.
It is possible. It depends on what. Wait a minute. You asked me questions I'm trying to answer. It really depends on what the woman is bringing to the table, the kind of energy that she's bringing into it. If she believes the man is just trying to get some pussy, you're not going to get the right energy from her. But if you are showing this woman how much you want to be with her, how much you enjoy being with her, if she feels that nobody else exists but her for you in that moment, you're going to have some amazing feminine energy coming towards you, and you can have more than one orgasm.
Okay.
I've been practicing for a while, man.
Hey, you know, that's why I have you on. And speaking, you know, I do have to I do have to go sideways on this. I saw something and I just wanted to get your take on it. I know my take. But there's a Japanese restroom that offers special toilet paper for wiping phones.
Wiping what?
Wiping phones. Yeah. You know that there's there are some people who feel like the toilet is a good place to hang out with their phone. I've seen many people drop their phone in the toilet, like in the urinal. The guys are on their phone. It's like, dude, that minute that you're doing that, it can wait. But there's some folks who are so attached to their phone that they have to take it in the urinal. I mean, I've gone in 24-hour fitness, and dudes are like, you know, you can hear them on their phone talking. I'm like, dude, you dropping the deuce in the public place and you talking on the phone. Like, no. No.
No. You know, it's funny that it's coming out of Japan, because I spent 2 years in Japan, and the toilets that I remember were a hole in the ground. If I'm dropping my phone in there, it ain't coming back out.
It's NTT Docomo, Japan's telecom company. They have smartphone wipes in the restroom. So they that was my thought. You know, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna wait. I'll be all right without my phone. It'll be.
You know, I am so glad you elaborated on that, because I really wasn't sure what you had said. I thought you said FOAM.
No.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. No homo, but the homo. Anyway, it was interesting and nasty at the same time. It's one of those things that when I hear people in the toilet, like they're like, you know, the headphones in the toilet, and I'm like, or dude on the toilet at the urinal, where they're at the urinal and you're on your phone, it's like, yeah. So, lady, I may not be talking about your dude, but when you like using your dude's phone, understand he might have been one of them guys at the urinal. I'm just saying. They have the wipe in Japan. They don't have them here in America yet. So I'm just saying. Just put it out there. So if you didn't know what was going down, that's how it was going down. So, anyway, because we started to get short on time here. Tell people, because, you know, I've had you on here several times, but, you know, I always want, you know, you to get with people. Where, if they wanted to find Karen Harrison, where could they find Karen Harrison and get their energy read and all that good stuff?
All right. We're going to take you to facebook.com/thespiritway. THESPIRITWAY. You can contact me on there. I'm in the process of setting it up with the readings and the prices and all of that stuff. I'm going to stay reasonable. I like that special that I did at the beginning of the year, so I think I'm gonna stick with that $40 for an hour's reading, and see where we can go from there. I have a blog that I'm setting up, and as soon as I'm finished with it, I will post it, because I want to get information out there for everybody, and I have so many different links that help people. Like I have. Oh, now I'm not going to think of them. Things that you say to yourself to stay positive, stuff like that. I have all kinds of different links for information on helping you understand yourself better, have a better relationship with yourself, to improve the relationship that you have in your life.
And improve your orgasm.
That'll be my book, baby. And it does. It does. It really does. The connection that you have with somebody else is so important to help create a positive experience in that relationship. And I personally think
experiences? I want negative experience. I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
You want me, baby. I want you to doo-doo all over me, baby. No. That was a joke. And if any of you tried, you're coming.
Just anyway, threw it out there for him, didn't you?
Anyway, I want to thank you, Karen, for, of course, coming on. Long time guest and good friend. And hopefully we can get you on sometime later on this year also. But it's always good. Because actually, I started the year off with you last year, so I guess it's a yearly tradition. I can get you like once a year, and that'll be it.
We'll talk about it later.
Once again,
thank you for having me.
All right.
And happy New Year, everybody.
All righty then, y'all. Give a hand to Ms. Karen Harrison. Okay. All right. So, y'all know me. I can't end without saying something serious. There was a CNN was caught using video for fallout for a video about the Russian hack. You know that stuff that they've been talking about, the hack, real quick. Now, you think about that for a second. Video game footage, and everybody, they make the hacking thing a big deal. I'm like, if it was such a big deal, why don't we just do the election again? Right? If it was such a big deal, like always, like everything, you know, it's called false flags. So you create a dilemma, and people respond to said dilemma so that you don't worry about the real stuff that's happening out there in the world, because there are a lot of things that are happening that are way more important, but we're talking about Russian hacks and how they affected the election. They did not. Enough of you fools voted for who you voted for, and that's what it is. And now, hey, it is what it is. No regrets. I'm happy. I have never seen so much positive events. I mean, they're negative, but they're positive because, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not positive because they're attacking little girls and women, but it's still not shooting black folks in the street. It's one of those things. It's like, we're racist, we hate you, but I guess we're not going to shoot you because Obama's not president. Funny how that goes. Anyway, for Miss Karen Harrison, my homie, I am Mr. F the N-word. I want to say once again, Happy New Year to all my listeners. Thank you for listening, all my emailers, chatters. I appreciate y'all. And I look forward to making 2017 just as hardcore as every other year I've been in. I holla. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.